It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to another edition of Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, your host, and right now we're in the book of Ephesians. We're doing a verse-by-verse study. Ephesians is such a great book with some wonderful doctrinal truth for us, the church. The Apostle Paul was called by God to bring the message of God's grace. You see, prior to Paul sharing grace, everyone was under the law, that system of relating to God based on your performance. How good did it have to be? Jesus said, "Be ye perfect, therefore, as your Father in heaven was perfect." Jesus came teaching the law. Not that anyone could live it, but he wanted to show them their futility in trying to relate to God based on your performance. They would never be good enough. But it was Paul who came revealing this message of grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace is when you get something that you don't deserve. Paul said in chapter 3 and verse 7, he said, "I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace." So Paul was a servant of the gospel of grace. He had to reveal that to us in the church, that God wanted to love us beyond our performance. We left off yesterday with verse 12 when Paul said, "In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence." This is another one of the "in him" verses. If you just look up all the "in him" verses in the Bible, they're so wonderful. In him we live and move and have our being. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Such great verses. And this is yet another one where Paul says, "In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence." See, prior to the gift of grace, you didn't approach God with confidence. The priests, when they would come in to minister before God, they would wash themselves in the laver. They would try to make sure they were clean as they could be. And even then, they came in with fear and trembling. But you and I can approach God now with freedom and confidence. The Bible tells us, "Let us boldly now approach the throne of grace." And we pick up today with verse 13 of chapter 3 in the book of Ephesians. Paul says this, "I ask you, therefore," there's my word, "not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory." Paul did not want the church in Ephesus to be worried about his suffering. No doubt they would be. They would be very concerned because here was Paul in prison because he was preaching the gospel. But he wanted them to know that God had a plan. God had a plan, and he would take care of them. So Paul said, "Don't be discouraged because of my sufferings." See, friend, it's really easy to get discouraged when bad things start happening to us. But Paul knew the word of God. He knew God's plan for his life would involve suffering. In Galatians, he told the church, he said, "Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in a due season we will reap a harvest if we don't faint, if we don't lose heart." Now we come to that wonderful prayer that Paul prayed for the Ephesians. Ephesians 3:14, look what he says. "For this reason, I kneel before the Father." What reason? The reason, knowing that God works everything out. We don't have to worry about what we're going through. God knows the end from the beginning, and he has a plan. So he says, "For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray, out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being." Now here's Paul, the one who's suffering, the one who's imprisoned, and he's writing to the Christians at Ephesus, and he says, "I'm praying for you that God will strengthen you with his power." Verse 17, "so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints, Now look at the depth of this prayer. To grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. We talked about this prayer when I did a program a while back on the unconditional love of God. God's unmeasurable love. It goes beyond what we can even comprehend. And Paul's saying, I pray that you may have the power to just grasp the love of God. How wide, how long, and how high, and how deep is the love of Christ. Friend, I am convinced that when we come to understand the love of God, when we realize just how much God loves us, it's mind-boggling, and it strengthens you. It strengthens you. It lets you go through the trials that you're facing when you know God's got a plan, when you know that He loves you. You see, Satan's job is to try to convince you that God doesn't love you, but He does, friend. Suffering is a part of our life. We all go through suffering. We go through disappointments. But in the middle of it all, if we can grasp and understand the love of God, it helps us get through whatever we are facing. And he said in verse 19, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. That is so rich, friend, to know this love that surpasses knowledge. And Paul's saying basically that if you understand the love of God, if you just grasp the love of God, you'll be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. He picks up now with verse 20. This is a wonderful part of his prayer. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. I believe the King James said he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. The question today is not, is God able? He is able, friend. It's, can we have faith and believe that he's able? That's what Paul's praying for us, that we can grasp just how much God loves us and just how powerful he is, that he's able to do more than you can ask or even imagine in your mind. Paul said, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. You see, when Paul prayed for the Ephesians here, he didn't pray for more earthly blessings. He didn't pray for them to be blessed with things. He prayed for them to be blessed with a deeper understanding of the God they serve and the things that they can't see with their natural eyes. A deeper understanding of the love of God, which gives you strength when you are suffering, when you are going through bad times. You know, during the presidency of Lyndon B. Johnson, he had a Baptist preacher named Bill Moyers who was asked to be his cabinet press secretary. And at one of the meetings, President Johnson asked Bill to pray and to open the meeting with prayer. And as he began to pray, President Johnson spoke up and said, Bill, I can't hear you. And he replied to the president, I wasn't speaking to you, Mr. President. It's important when we pray that we remember who we're talking to. We're not praying for the benefit of those around us. We're praying to God, who hears every prayer we pray. Oh, sometimes I wish we could just remember the power of our prayers. Here is Paul suffering for the gospel, and yet he finds time to kneel and pray for his friends in Ephesus. So this prayer that we studied today in Ephesians 3 basically has four parts. I want you to think about this now. First thing Paul prayed in verse 17 is that God would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we could know him better. And then he prayed in verse 18, he said that we would receive insight, that we could comprehend and appreciate all that God has for us and just how deep his love is for us. And then the third thing is he prayed in verse 17 that we would be rooted and established in God's love, which gives us power, understanding God's everlasting love will equip us to get through whatever storms we could face in this life. As you're listening to this program today, I understand that there are many today who are going through some real heavy trials in your life. And maybe the enemy wants you to believe that somehow God has forgotten about you, or that God isn't able to do. Your need is much bigger than maybe God can handle. Well, Paul reminded us here, to him who's able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. I can assure you today, God is able to meet your need. He's got more power than you've got needs. I love the fact that Paul ended this third chapter of Ephesians by saying, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations. Whatever you're going through today, God can get glory out of that. As he brings you through it, or he delivers you from it, to God be the glory. Now, it's believed that Paul wrote this book of Romans when he was on a missionary journey in Corinth. And he knew a thing or two about suffering. Remember, this is a guy who spent a great deal of time in prison for preaching the gospel. He would write to the Corinthians. He would say in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus 1. That's 39, by the way. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was pelted with stones. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I've been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. Are you getting the depth of this man's suffering? He knew a thing or two about suffering. He said, I've labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I've known hunger and thirst, and I've often gone without food. I've been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressures of my concern for all the churches. So when Paul writes to the Romans here and he tells them, I'm asking you not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are for your glory, he knew a thing or two about suffering. Friend, not only does Paul know something about suffering, so does Jesus. He went to the cross and he suffered the scorn and the pain that he endured for my sake. He did it for you and he did it for me. You know, friend, our Christian walk is a faith walk. We have to believe something that we can't see with our natural eyes. And we have to trust God, even though there are times it looks like we are walking in such dark paths. Times when pain grips our body, our loved ones are suffering. And it's hard. It's hard to trust God in the middle of the storm. But you know how we do it? By grasping the love of God. By meditating on God's unfathomable love that he has for you and I. I so appreciate you joining me today on Fresh Oil. It's such a great journey as we go through the book of Ephesians, as Paul wrote to this church and wanted them to know in the middle of all the suffering, in the middle of everything we're going through, we can trust God because he has our best interest at heart. God's looking out for you. In all things, God works for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. Tomorrow we're going to pick up with Ephesians chapter 4, where Paul speaks about unity in the body of Christ. Thanks for joining me today, friend. God loves you with an everlasting love.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.